Hello, and welcome back to the long-awaited second episode of InfoDump the Podcast, where I, your host, Theo Mastio, interview someone with a special interest. Previously, we did the episode on acting, and today we are shifting gears and talking about an animal. That takes me to my guest, Carter, a known party animal.
I think I'm more of a gatherings guy.
Oh, okay.
Lone wolves, not good. They usually, die.
Okay, so for those incels out there that are definitely the audience for my podcast, no, they're not. If you're an incel, actually get off. But if you are listening to this podcast and you want to get better, know that the lone wolf, not someone you want to, not an animal or creature you want to really be
associated with.
Yeah. You don't want to be associated with the lone wolf, because then you're going to die. You're going to die? No, of course you don't.
We can talk about roles in wolf packs later, but
oh, right. So
there are roles.
Today's subject is wolves.
Oh, yeah, sorry for spoilers.
But before I let you info dump, I am going to ask a few questions just to get to know you and why you're interested in wolves.
Alright.
So I first have a very silly question. Are you on all levels except physical a wolf?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. Not okay. The
moment. When I was a kid, I might have a different answer for you.
Yeah, no, your mother did show me some pictures of, so for the audience, imagine a little red-headed boy with dog ears and like a little tail or something and like, you know, spots painted on his face and like, you
that
know.
Was for Halloween.
Okay, well, and this man didn't believe in Dalmatians but had spots painted on his face.
Listen, it was for Halloween. That was also, I lost my voice that Halloween and then I hung out at my neighbor's house for some reason and ate candy. Where the hell was my mom? I don't know.
Well, you know, not teaching you about Dalmatians and how they're real, guys. So how long has this been a special interest of yours?
No one really knows. I don't know. No one in my family knows. It feels like I was just born and like I saw a wolf somewhere and I was like, this is sick. I'm gonna like this forever now.
Real. So, do you know what got you into wolves? I know it's obviously, like, your childhood, but
I think I got, like, more and more interested throughout. Especially when I found out that, like, someone invented werewolves. I was like, whoa, this is sick. I could bite people and no one would get mad at me.
So, I also bit people as a child, but for a different reason.
What was yours?
Well, okay, one, I was really obsessed with vampires, and two, some girls in my grade told me that they tasted like chocolate, or that they were chocolate, and that I should bite them. They said I should bite them. So, being who I am, I was like, well, I mean, I'm not going to say no to you about this. It's a weird request, but sure, okay. And then I bit them. And then they were like, ah, why'd you do that? And then I went to the principal's office.
That was
but,
silly.
You know, as a vampire or a human, not as a wolf or no. A werewolf, so.
I mean, vampires are kind of like, I don't know. sorry, I just remembered this video of me on my father's Facebook of, I was, like, pitching a movie idea, you know, like, I'm, like, wearing, like, my little leather jacket, like, 8 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, leaning against the chair, like, with, like, my arm, like, behind, like, the,
right.
Like, the back of the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, I think werewolves and vampires should be friends. So they gotta be friends in my movie.
Yeah, in our movie, they're married, actually. So how many wolves do you own? Like, not actual wolves, but, like, stuffed animals, like, figurine, you know, that type of stuff. Do they make wolf Funko Pops? No, they don't. They don't. That would be ridiculous, right?
I think it would be a fun podcast bit if you Googled that right now.
Okay, I will be Googling wolf Funko Pop.
there's a lot in that of just in like my mom's attic now, you know, because I had too much memorabilia and I was a little embarrassed. So
for the audience, there are multiple different Wolf Funko Pops.
Knew it. But yeah.
Okay, so you have some, but,
at least, like, 10, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I definitely have you beat, like I said. I used to be interested in cows as a kid. Well, not really, I wasn't actually interested in them. I just told people that because I wanted to be interesting. And then I ended up amassing, like, 217 different cow things. And I was trying to beat the world record, but, you know, at some point you have to say no to cows. because 217 is an absurd amount of, like, cow-related things to have. And I still have a majority of them.
Honestly, I feel like if, like, you had Google as a child, you could have found a pretty cool animal that you genuinely do enjoy.
Yeah, 100%. But, you know, I was 7, and I was like, yeah, cows are cooler than dogs.
Damn.
And honestly, they are. No offense to wolves, but, you know, I like cows.
I mean, wolves have been, like, your average dog was probably domesticated, like, 10,000 years ago.
Okay.
So
it's not, you know, like, a big...
I wouldn't say you're insulting wolves by insulting dogs.
Okay. Gotcha.
You're just insulting dogs.
Okay, that's fair. What is your favorite kind of wolf?
That's a big question. There's not that many species of wolf, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think there's, like, 15 to 25.
Yeah.
So, which wolf do I... Because there's two options.
Okay.
Two options, okay. Silly option.
What's the silly option?
Newfoundland wolves.
Okay. Why is that the silly option?
They look silly. Google Newfoundland wolf.
I'm doing that.
And look at their little face.
Oh, yeah. So, they've got, like, a really, like, skinny little snout. Like, they almost kind of look like foxes in this retrospect. Yeah. Oh, they're cute.
Yeah, I like that they look like that.
Mm.
I think it's quite fun. For realsies, I think just, like, the general, like, gray wolves.
Okay.
Because that was my introduction.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, wolves just look like wolves, you know? Like, they're different colors, like, right. Maybe their coats are, like, depending on where they live, or, like, different,
Okay, so they're kind of like cats in the retrospect of, like, you know, when I see a cat, I'm just kind of like, oh, that's an orange cat, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of, like, its breed in air quotes, you know?
Yeah. I think there's just a wolf that's just called Red Wolf. Or, like, something.
Yeah, I mean, there's, like, the gray wolves and, like...
Arctic wolf.
Right, so, okay. So this is a personal question, but, so, like, as a kid, I didn't really understand that, like, I had a special interest. I just knew people didn't, like, you know, engaging with me on stuff I enjoyed. Like, they just didn't want to talk about theater for hours and hours, so...
No.
No, they weren't particularly interested in that. But, you know, when I did realize, you know, I was grateful to find people who liked discussing theater and history, you know, and, like, obviously, like, theater and history, you know, in high school and in college, like, you've got, like, clubs and school for that, you know. But I know this, you know, like, isn't the case for a lot of people. As far as, like, you know, having someone to be able to, like, spend hours talking about the subject or, you know, just a long time being able to talk about that subject. What do you suggest for people who are engaging in their special interest and, like, having trouble connecting with people about it or finding outlets to discuss it?
Just, like, go online.
Okay.
I mean, like, I was pretty, in my house when I was young, and also now. So, and you know, not everyone's very open about talking about their, like, things that they really enjoy. Like, I'm not really super open about that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just like online forums, not Reddit. Like, you know, there's like Instagram accounts about like wolf sanctuaries and shit.
Right, right.
And you could like look at those and like for your own special interests.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything's so online now.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it easier to build, to find community or build community.
Right, right. No, I definitely, like, on Twitter, I'm on there way too much, but, you know, that's, like, a lot of my online friends are people that, like, I met through, like, you know, discussing film or that type of stuff, like, online. But, you know, like, in person, I know that, like, you know, especially kids struggle with, like, talking about that and can sometimes, like, lose their, you know, not maybe not want to talk about these things, but, like, you know, might be anxious to share about these types of things just because of, like, how they're treated. You know, what do you say to the kids who struggle with that?
Honestly, the people who are, like, making fun of you or something in, like, elementary school or middle school,
mm-hmm.
you're not gonna see again, and they'll probably be, like, sad when they're older anyways.
Right, right.
So, and instead you could be happy when you're older by engaging in your interests and not being ashamed of them because of what other people say to you. And if you're being seriously bullied, then tell an adult and fix that shit.
Of course, of course.
Not that it's your responsibility, but, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know, I understand. Also, not that, like, kids are necessarily going to be the people listening to this podcast. But, you know, I figured that, like, sometimes, you know, you need to hear that for your inner child as well. Like, I definitely, like, you know, I feel like I needed that, you know, to be told that, like, you know, because it's okay to engage in that social interest and you shouldn't let other people, you know, like, tell you otherwise. Unless, of course, the special interest is something harmful to you or others.
I mean, some people have special interests that are just really intense, like torture.
Right.
And, like, that's, like, it's, like, special interests are valid.
Mm-hmm.
But
also, like, maybe
pick and choose. There's a time and place.
Yeah, like, the audience who you're talking to, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I also know that you're into conservation, too. Can you tell me a little bit about wolves and conservation?
Okay, so they are a very controversial animal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're the most controversial, but they're certainly up there. You know, there's a lot of talk about them. And they're not portrayed particularly well in, like, the media, whereas, like, the big bad wolf, or, like, you know, werewolves, and then you, like, you're like, I'm gonna go eat people and scratch things. And I'm Tyler Posey from Teen Wolf. Not that he's bad representation, I don't know. But for the werewolf community.
Right.
But yeah, I think that, so I'm getting kind of all over the place.
It's okay.
It's mostly in, like, you know, more rural areas
mm-hmm.
where people care more about wolves, in, like, you know, more northern Midwest.
Where someone might actually run into a wolf.
Yeah. I mean, like, they don't want to fucking be around you.
Yeah.
To put it, you know, in simple terms, they don't like people,
mm-hmm.
and they, I think that's what makes it so frustrating to me about how everyone's, like, you know, very, like, oh, like, a wolf came onto my farm, so I shot it,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, and It's just like there are other ways to deter wild animals besides just shooting them.
Right.
Like, if you see a wolf, if you, like, take a step towards it, it'll probably, like, fucking run away, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, bolt.
Right.
Like,
I used to be scared of spiders as a kid, but my mom always told me, like, whoa, this spider is, like, way more afraid of you than you are of it. And
yeah.
So I got that. And then now I, you know, and obviously not everyone can do this, but, like, I'm able to pick up spiders, you know. And in one time, I actually ran into a black widow spider who was in my high school's woodworking or wood shop. And no, it was not. But, and I didn't touch it. I didn't, I just took a picture of it and then was like, hey, by the way, is this a black widow?
Hey guys.
And I said that actually like a weekend after I even saw it. So,
oh, so you're just like holding it like this will probably be fine.
Yeah, because I took the picture of the spider and I was like, wow, that's neat. And then I didn't look back at the picture until like that Monday. And then I was like, holy shit, that's a black widow. And then I was like, okay, maybe I should tell somebody because, like,
maybe,
I guess those
yeah.
are kind of, like, poisonous or whatever. But, you know, they were able to call someone and take care of the you know, finding the spider and taking it out without, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, destroying the area or, you know, presumably killing the spider. I'm not exactly sure if my schools, you know, were that nice, but I do know that, like, you know, my family's lived on a farm, and, you know, it is, like, typical to, you know, be, you know, I guess just, like, go out and shoot, like, an animal that's, like, bothering your livestock and your
yeah.
animal.
Or, like, actively go after it.
Right, right. But there are definitely, like, ways that you can, like, better protect and, you know, even just, like, scare them off without, like, having to destroy your land
yeah.
and without having to kill an animal. You know, specifically, like, a wild animal
yeah.
that's not, you know, like, bred for eating, so.
I mean, like, things that would bother a dog would also bother a wolf.
Right, right.
Like, a whistle.
Exactly.
Maybe not even a dog whistle, just a regular whistle might work.
Right, right. So, I want to move to our next segment, where I quiz you on wolves. And see if you really know wolves the way you say you do. Let's find out.
Okay.
Do wolves hibernate?
No.
All right. Do do wolves actually howl at the moon?
No, they just howl.
Okay.
I mean, like, there are multiple different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes my favorite reason is just for funsies.
Real.
They just start yell. Like, me too. Sometimes they howl to, like, call for their pack. Sometimes they howl to alert their pack
mm-hmm.
or to try to, like, intimidate some other animal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, yeah. Like, no one knows exactly why they howl, but it has nothing to do with the moon.
Okay. So we've at least ruled that out.
Yeah.
So what's the most common wolf?
I think just gray wolf.
Yeah, you're correct on that one. We had talked about it earlier, and I was like, I don't know if he's going to pull out the fact here that I'm going to quiz him on later. So I have this hard question for you.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah. We're going to another level here, folks.
Whoa.
How many species of extinct wolves are there?
Extinct?
Yeah.
Now,
this number has a range sometimes, so I will accept a range of numbers.
Okay. How many can there be? I think extinct species, like 15.
Okay, you are wrong.
Damn.
The number is 11, but I did also see 9, so I would have accepted any number between 9 and 11.
Shoot.
Yeah, I know.
I was so close.
You were just four off. So, we now know that you know wolves like you say you do.
Awesome.
But it's time to info dump. I've told you some new facts, so give me and the listeners what we've been all looking for.
All right. Well, okay. So, first, I want to discuss the whole Alpha Wolf bullshit. Because I hate it, and it annoys me, and I hate men.
Are you a beta or an alpha?
Shut up. Sorry.
No, you're all good.
But, like, okay. So, it's more of, like, a family than a hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mostly the parents are, like, the oldest are the alphas. There's two.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is just not, I don't know.
It's just, like, if you're top dog or you're not top dog.
Yeah. You're okay. Top dog or some guy.
Yeah. That's literally, that's how I referred to when I lived with my mom and we had our dog Waffles, golden mm-hmm. retriever. Beautiful, such a good puppy, except for she was awful and terrible, but I loved her so much. Like, awful and terrible, and then she did not listen. She was like, I don't care what you have to say, but she didn't listen to me, and that's because I wasn't top dog. My mother was top dog, and so Waffles would only listen to my mother until she got to the old age, and then she was like, no, I'm top dog now, actually, and I'm just gonna lay wherever I want to, actually. I'm gonna be on the couch whenever I want. So,
yeah,
top dog things.
And like the thing about wolves is that, as I mentioned, they don't like people. They don't want to be around people. So mm-hmm. it's hard to study them closely. Right. There's this really cool docuseries I watched, a year or so ago. It's called the Kingdom of the White Wolf. Ooh. And it's on Disney Plus, I think.
Okay, yeah, probably with, like, Nat Geo.
Yeah, with Nat Geo.
Yeah.
A
dogumentary, if you will.
Yeah. there weren't any dogs there, but for
well,
sure.
Well, yeah, I was connecting Wolf's dogs here again.
Well, so basically, this guy goes by himself to, I think it's Antarctica. I always confuse Antarctica for the other one. So he goes to Antarctica, this guy, who obviously works for Nat Geo,
mm-hmm.
you know, very famous photographer, has photographed wolves before. He goes there by himself. He lives in a hole. he like lives in a hole in the ground for like 3 months. With just, like, some supplies, and then he has cameras posted just around the land, because this is, like, untouched. Like, these wolves have never seen a human,
mm-hmm.
and it's the only place in the world where, like, they haven't interacted with humans,
okay.
these wolves. So they see him, and they're like, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah, as you would, seeing a human for the first time. I think when I saw a human for the first time, I was also like, what the fuck?
Like, ew.
Yeah. Like, coming out of the womb, that's why I was crying.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, they got up to these some shenanigans in, like, 3-hour-long episodes, maybe more. It has been a bit.
Mm.
I do want you to watch it, though, sometime. But, anyways, like, you know, breaking the cameras he set up. By biting them.
Is there footage of like them like biting the lenses?
I think so.
That's really adorable. Like,
and you know, there's puppies too, and oh. they would like come up to him, and since the mother hasn't learned to like keep her puppies away from humans,
right?
Because we kill them.
Yeah.
She's just like, all right. You know,
that's how the dodo bird actually went extinct, was that, like, it had never really, like, come across humans that were, like, you know, at least humans that weren't gonna, like, attack and kill it. And so then, like, when I think it was, like, Spanish, people who were there to colonize, it might have been the English, I really don't know, some group of white people, like, came down and were, like, these dodo birds look fucking delicious. And then they kept on killing them, and they were like, wow, they're so friendly. And then they killed them all by eating them.
Yeah.
And, you know, because the dodo birds just, like, didn't know, they didn't know to fear them, and then they all got killed.
That's the first time I learned that animals could go extinct was the dodo bird. Besides, like, dinosaurs, mm-hmm. I thought those were, like, the only ones when I was a child.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I found out that there's more, and the dodo bird was the first one that I learned about animals going extinct.
You talked earlier before we started the podcast about the dire wolf.
Yeah.
Which I know is, like, that's an extinct wolf.
It is, yeah. And it's, like, I don't know a lot about them, mm-hmm. But they were just, like, wolves, but, like, more metal, I guess.
Yeah, I'm looking at photos of them, and they look a little more metal.
Yeah, like, they're, like, you know, they're, like, a lot bigger, mm-hmm. I believe. And then they just died because of climate change. And then it... Mr. Game of Thrones, I don't know what his name.
Oh, right, right.
Was like,
right.
What if these guys were magic? Because they're big.
Because they're big.
And, like, I respect that, but that's. Yeah, a lot of people didn't know that they were real.
Like, you didn't think that Dalmatians were real?
I was a child.
Okay.
And
but...
listen, I feel like it's in character of Disney
yeah.
to make up a dog breed and gaslight me.
For 101 of them, you thought that they'd create like an... No, that's insane.
I saw the animated version first.
Well, yeah.
You can animate anything.
You're right. But I think the live action is also like CGI.
I thought they just painted the dogs, or it was CGI.
Yeah, for the live action, I'm pretty sure that those are not real. Like, they could not have gotten 100 more dimensions. Like, unless they were going to, like, one of those fucking, what are those, like, puppy mills? Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that's why I thought that they weren't real, because I watched the movie, and I was like, these are labs that you painted.
Mm. No.
Those are yellow labs that you painted white and black. You dumbass. You think I can't catch that?
That's insane. I love you so much. That
I love
is
you too.
That's such a crazy fact.
Dalmatians. Dalmatians. They're very hard to train. They're very stubborn.
Yeah.
They kind of suck, personality-wise.
I do have a question. So, and I don't know if you know the answer to this, so totally okay if you don't.
All right.
But I was watching this thing that was talking about how, like, you know, wolves became, like, domesticated into dogs, right? And it talked about how, like, it was, like, almost inevitable for wolves to become domesticated.
Yeah.
And, like, do you know anything about, like, I guess just, like, why it would be inevitable? You know? Like, I don't know enough about, like, you know, especially because you're talking about, like, they don't like going towards people, but also, like, you know, these dogs in Antarctica didn't, like, know, you know humans, didn't ever, like, see humans, so they weren't, you know, like, scared of them, and so, like, but, like, it's not possible for these wolves, when they were domesticated into dogs, to, like, have not known what humans were, or, like, not seen them, right? So, like, do you have any ideas about, like, what that guy was saying?
I think it would be inevitable because, for one, big fluffy guy, pointy ears.
Mm-hmm.
Humans are gonna go insane.
Yeah, they're really cute.
And, like, they pant.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's kind of silly.
Right.
It's like you can't even sweat. unlike cats, which sweat through their paws.
Oh, okay.
If I'm wrong, I apologize.
You guys have the authority to end his life.
100%. I think also because they bring food to their family, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they brought food to people when they became, like, had more of a symbiotic relationship. Because, like, the first... wolves, it was like hunting, you know, And, you know, they have a good sense of smell. They can, like, find shit, you know, tracking.
And I know the guy said that, like, when they were bred because of, like, the specific tasks that they did.
Yeah.
You know, like, whether it was, like, sled running or hunting or, you know, that type of stuff. So
that's how dog breeds were introduced.
Okay.
It was for a purpose. Because as humans, everything needs to be useful, right? You can't just hang out with a giant dog.
Wouldn't that be lovely? You know, there, I watched a TikTok of this guy who was training both puppies at the same time as, like, wolf pups, and seeing, like, which animals were, like, easier to train. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it was the puppies.
Yeah.
But, you know, the wolf pups weren't, you know, like, terrible to train. Like, they were able to manage that, so.
I mean, every wolf you see in a sanctuary has been trained.
Right.
As
right.
a puppy.
Yeah.
Like, you have to get them as puppies, and train them to be, like, to have a strong bond with them.
Right. So why does why do those wolf pups end up in those sanctuaries? Like, is it just because they're hurt, or, you know, without their mothers or something?
Yeah, like, hurt without their mothers, in a dangerous area,
mm-hmm.
climate change.
Right, right.
So
then at that point, like, don't they just, like, will they just eventually become, like, dogs? Or, like, I'm, you know, I don't know enough about wolf sanctuaries. Like, I follow one on Instagram, but that's about, like, you know.
Yeah.
Are these, like, dogs that, like, are these wolves being bred, or are they just, you know, hanging out?
They're just hanging out. Okay. The purpose of wolf sanctuaries isn't for breeding, so they're not bred.
Okay.
But pups do happen, but
yeah.
It's not, like, on purpose. It's not like in Minecraft with the wheat, where it's like, come on, I need more cows right now.
Right,
you know?
Right, right. Exactly.
It's not exactly like that.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of Minecraft, you can get a Minecraft wolf.
You sure can.
You know, how many wolves in Minecraft do you think you've owned over your life?
Oh, dear. So many.
Like, I feel like I've got a good 20.
I've had more, but the thing is that, like, I'm not very good at Minecraft, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And for two, I like to mine.
Okay, yeah. That's not where wolves are.
Yeah, like, they'll, like, get stuck in the wall, or, like, fall in lava, or drown somehow, or drown in the wall, and you're just like, uh-oh.
No.
So, eventually, I got too sad about that, so I would either, like, if I did, get a wolf, I would have it sit down in, like, my little house and stay there, but then I'd get lost and never find my home again, and then I'd get sad, so...
I see, it's like a never-ending cycle.
Yeah.
Speaking of never-ending things, this is all the time I have for you today. Thank you.
You said it was never-ending.
Well, I lied, obviously.
Whoa. Gotta keep you on your toes.
Right. Thank you for coming on my show. Do you have anything to plug, or, you know, you want to shout something out, or, you know, send a general message to the public?
There's this website, well, it's more of a petition.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's still going on, but it's, like, relist wolves to, like, the endangered species list.
Oh, yeah. I'd be familiar.
Which you could put that link in.
Okay.
And if that one doesn't exist, I'll find some other organization,
and we'll put them down below.
Yeah.
Or in the bio of... if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Music.
It will be there.
So, thank you again, Carter. And I will see you guys next time with a fun episode on teeth from professionals. Sort of.